The Public News Service Wednesday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. Clashes between law enforcement and protesters are disrupting colleges across the nation, with students facing arrest or expulsion in their call for divestment from companies that support Israel and the war in Gaza. That from CNN. They report police have arrived on campus at the University of California, Los Angeles, after a violent confrontation broke out between pro-Palestinian protesters and Israel supporters. Hours earlier, more than 200 protesters arrested at Columbia University and City College of New York. CNN notes Columbia has asked the NYPD to stay on campus until May the 17th. And a new report shows turnover among California chief election officers reached 57% in 2022, a record high then. It then declined this year to 40%.
Researchers at UCLA partnered with the Bipartisan Policy Center to analyze the data from 18,000 jurisdictions nationwide. Rachel Ori with the Bipartisan Policy Center says election workers' jobs have gotten significantly harder in recent years.
Today, election officials must manage everything from cybersecurity risks posed by foreign adversaries to people who are doubting the outcome of elections to information technology, legal disputes, political pressures.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
The report recommends better funding for elections offices, higher salaries, and more training. Pediatricians are now warning about a rise in eating disorders among young athletes. Common eating disorders like bulimia and anorexia nervosa are showing up more often in young people, especially those who play sports. Dr. Susanna Block is a pediatric hospitalist at Kaiser Permanente in Seattle.
If the sports environment starts to focus too much on performance or weight, that can really lead to an unhealthy situation for these teen athletes.
Block says the unfortunate irony is that eating disorders ultimately lead to poor athletic performance. Strategies that can prevent eating disorders include getting rid of public weigh-ins, working with coaches, and parents playing an active role in their kids' life. Native American tribes in Nevada are calling for designation of a new national monument in East Central Nevada.
Eli Shoshone Tribal Chairman Alvin Marcus explains Basawabi was a place of religious gatherings, healing ceremonies, and celebrations, which made it a target for settlers who expanded into indigenous Niue territories of the Western Shoshone tribe. It was also the site where the largest known Indian massacre in U.S. history took place. Marcus says the federal government now has the chance to stand with tribes and honor Basawabi.
It was a place of celebration and became a place of mourning. So it means enough to me that it needs to be protected forever. It would mean a lot for all the tribes involved, and it's way overdue.
He says before the tragedies that took place there, Basawabi was a place of happiness and should be remembered for both the good and bad. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
This is Public News Service. Grassroots organizations are sounding the alarm about Tennessee's new law allowing teachers and other school employees to carry guns, our Danielle Smith reports.
Over 450 children have lost their lives to gun violence in the U.S. this year. Kathy Barnett with Moms Demand Action predicts the new law won't enhance school safety. She notes the community worked to get an extreme risk protection order passed after the Covenant School shooting. But Republicans passed legislation this year blocking local governments from passing their own versions of these protection orders.
Already, we have seen the largest counties say no, they are not going to implement it. They trust their law enforcement. They trust that they have SROs already in their schools. They feel like its dangers are just too much.
Barnett adds even some of the smaller counties have said they will not implement it. Supporters of the new Tennessee law say it will make schools safer.
And access to reduced-price medications is a necessity for many rural Missourians with low income.
Republican State Senate Leader Cindy O'Loughlin says Big Pharma is trying to confuse legislators with unrelated hot-button topics such as abortion access and illegal immigration in a last-ditch effort to stop the state from joining a program that would force drug makers to sell medicines at a discount.
Appealing to nuclear topics, which really do not apply in this situation, is a disingenuous way to try to defeat a bill that is actually good for Missouri.
O'Loughlin says the program's transparent and uses the tax money saved to help low-income families deal with chronic conditions such as diabetes. The drug makers object to the government forcing them to give significant discounts, arguing that hospitals and for-profit pharmacies' bottom lines, particularly those owned by pharmacy benefits managers, are being exploited. Nationally, 46% of contract pharmacy agreements involve pharmacies linked to the three largest benefits managers. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
Finally, on this May Day, our Mike Moen reports Wisconsin groups are rallying in Green Bay to highlight a key issue facing the working class, the ability to retire.
The American Federation of Government Employees is co-leading demonstrations around the state, with attendees calling on Congress to fully fund a Social Security. These debates have been around for a while, but the Federation's president for Council 220, Jessica LaPointe, says the problems run deep right now, with chronic underfunding resulting in staffing woes at field offices.
Service delays are far and wide, and it could take, you know, more than 4 months to start your retirement benefits.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.